All spring, summer, and fall, you can spot people fly fishing on rivers all over New England. But for those who don't fly fish, people standing perfectly still in the middle of a stream can look like they're not doing much of anything at all. As part of our Summer by the Water series, VPR's Emily Corwin tags along with a fly fishing guide to find out what's the draw to fly fishing.
Away we go.
John Conrad closes the door of his Subaru, picks up his fly rod, and walks.
What's the river that we're going to here?
Yeah, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Let's just say it's a nice stream that's coming off the eastern slope of the Green Mountains. Can I do that?
Conrad does tell me where we are, but I'm going to keep his little secret. As we walk down to the water, he sizes up pools and riffles.
You know, we're going to be brook trout fishing. And these are all native, wild Vermont brook trout.
Conrad has two flies on his line. One that's supposed to look like a bug larva under the water, and another that will float, a la a grasshopper.
So I'm trying to double my chances.
Fly fishing is about tricking fish into thinking a cluster of thread, foam, or fur is actually a fat, yummy fly. And to do that, you have to know how fish think.
They like to be under a canopy, so we have a great canopy here. And they hide in the substrate.
The fish want food and oxygen flowing past them, but they don't want to have to swim against the current.
So they're under rocks a lot of times, and they come out of nowhere, which is kind of pretty cool, so you have to be quick on the draw. So if we walk in...
Despite our full-length waders, the water hardly hits our ankles. This is a tiny stream. So while you might picture a guy or gal out in the middle of a river casting a big curling line through the air, that's not what Conrad is up to. Here, he holds onto his fly and bends his rod like a slingshot, then gently snaps just a few feet of line out over the water. It's called a bow and arrow cast.
And then the rod, the energy that's stored in the rod, throws the fly to where I aim. Oh, there he is. Oh, fell off.
A few times as we talk, Conrad gets a fish on his hook and halfway in before it leaps free. He says it used to matter to him more whether he got a lot of fish or a big fish and whether he got them all the way into a net. But he says the more he fishes, the less he worries, especially on a little stream like this.
That's why I like brook trout fishing, because it's silly. You know, and some folks take fishing, especially fly fishing, too doggone seriously. It's fun.
Of course, to be good at casting and hooking a fish takes serious skills. And Conrad says it takes a special kind of mindfulness.
You know, like a Tai Chi or a yoga, where you have to learn to relax to pull that stuff off, you know, or a martial art. I mean, they don't generate power from being tense.
Do you do martial arts at all?
I've done Yang style Tai Chi for quite a long time, yes. And there are a lot of similarities. Maintaining focus, you know, putting your idea somewhere.
And once you've put your idea somewhere...
Oh, there we go.
Conrad pulls a brookie out of the water.
Am I finally going to get one in? Oh my God, it's a monster!
It's no more than 3 inches long. He holds it up for just a moment, then lets it go.
There he goes!
There he
went. Look at that little guy!
Yeah.
For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.